The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. I don't think I can do a hump day, at least not yet.
Oh, come on.
It is hump day.
Hump day!
Hump day! Hump day.
Oh, no. Selena's a little sicky poo
this morning.
I'm a little
sicky poo, so.
What'd you get? Super flu? RSV? There's a lot of stuff going around right now.
I don't know.
Yeah,
God, there's so many different options. Which one, if I had to pick, which one do I want?
Oh, you don't want any of those.
But if you had to get sick, which one do you want?
Oh, none of those. You just want a common cold. But you probably have
all of them. All of them combined. I have the weakest immune system ever. Although I've dodged every sickness, like at the end of last year.
Yeah.
I didn't get sick at all.
That was pretty good because your house was sick on a few different occasions and you dodged a lot of germs and people were sick around the workplace here too. And you dodged all that. But now you got the gonorrhea HEPA flu.
Oh my God. That's
it all,
time I get sick, I'm sick for like a week. So like my entire 2026 is just.
It's ruined.
Gone. It's ruined. I'm sick for the rest of the year.
This See you in 2027.
Not a good time to get sick. The Super Bowl is coming up.
Yeah, we
there's
got a
so
lot
many events happening in the Bay Area.
Oh my God.
So please.
Well, I guess I'll just be a super spreader.
Keep your distance. Keep your distance.
All right, we have your chance to win $1,000 in crazy cash. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword is bank. Take that keyword bank over to wild949.com. You'll find a spot to enter it quite easily. It'll say, like, you want to win $1,000? Yeah, that's the spot. Click on there. Type that keyword bank in sometime this hour and you might win $1,000. Good luck.
Good luck. All right, first talk back of the day.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Big John and I just wanted to say, happy hump day!
Hump day?
Hey, listen. Please don't be dry with my happy hump day. You know what I mean? Like, I need to feel the love. I need to feel the love through these airwaves. Well, I guess through my phone since I'm on the iHeartRadio app.
Thank you.
But, yeah, don't give me a dry happy hump day. Give me, I want to feel the love, okay? All right, love you guys.
Is he psychic?
All right, Big John wants to feel the love. He wants a wet hump, not a dry one, Selena, so let him have it.
I don't think I can.
Muster up your biggest, wettest hump.
Okay, Big John, happy hump day. I can't do it. Happy hump day.
Grab me.
I can't do it right now.
Step in.
I can't.
Ready?
All right, Big John. Happy hump day.
There you go. Yeah. Sorry, I let you down, John.
Wow.
Wow.
I should be good by 2027, and I'll give you the biggest hump day.
A big wet one.
That you've ever had.
He said doesn't want a dry one.
Sure. Whatever you want.
All right.
Anything you'd like to talk about here, Graham?
I would. Interesting court case that I followed a little bit yesterday. A Canadian man named Jeremy Weldon. He's 38 years old. He was in court over charges stemming from an incident where he stole a car and led police on a car chase. Officers caught him. He ditched the car, fled on foot, but they were able to catch up to him. According to prosecutors, when officers were walking Weldon back to the police car, he backed up, quote, into one of their hip or / groin areas of one of the officers and farted on him. He then proceeded to say, there's a present for you, as he unleashed the fart. Wait, he did the same thing to a second Canadian Mountie and said, and another for you. Weldon disputes the fact that he put his butt up against either of the officers, but he did say, quote, I was drunk and stupid and I apologize. Prosecutors went on to describe this particular assault as, quote, unique, and the judge agreed, saying this case was very unusual. Do you guys think he should face any additional charges for the fart assault that he launched on these two officers?
No.
There's a present for you and another
for you.
For you.
Holidays are over, buddy. No, I don't think he should.
Really?
Although, if I was that officer, I'd be so annoyed.
I'd be grossed out, but you...
Put your fart in their boots.
But it's like your natural bodily function near me, and well, I'm going to throw you in jail.
Yeah, but it's not that it's near you.
I know, it was on him.
He placed his rear up against you, and in my mind, that's intent to inflict fart harm.
I mean, if this is a crime, then we got to lock up my three-year-old.
That's up to you to press charges if you want.
But that's why I won't press charges on her. That's why I think it shouldn't really be like a serious thing.
So you would be totally fine. You're the arresting officer. You've got this guy cuffed. You've just been on a high-speed police chase to track down this criminal. And then they launch one right into your mouth.
I'm not okay.
And you're like, no extra charges here.
I'm not okay.
There's a present for you.
But I don't consider that assault, for real.
Really? Jess, do you think this assault should warrant extra charges, this fart assault?
Not if, like you said, it was to the hip or to the leg or whatever, because then I'll just move away and try to dodge it. But if it's
just trying to dodge a
but
fart,
but then you said like to the mouth, kind of to the mouth, that's foul. So to the mouth, yes, a couple extra years in jail.
Well, it's good to know that you ladies are totally fine being just absolutely defiled and farted on.
Charges of disgust.
I think it's bodily fluids. Well, I think it's a type of assault.
Really?
Yeah.
But I think it depends on the situation, right?
But it does nice that he offered.
So, like, any couple could like file charges on the other one when they're if they get like Dutch ovened or something.
Yeah, but that's different. I'm talking about like this guy's purposely aiming it right onto them.
Dutch ovens are on purpose. Wait,
that's
a Dutch
true.
Oven is more of a it is. It's a bit of a kidnapping too.
And if that person was like, "Oh, I feel very violated and assaulted. I'm pressing charges."
We've seen assault charges for dumber stuff before.
True. That's a good point.
Very true.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Every time I cough, Jess just looks at me with like the most disgust.
I don't want to get sick.
No, we don't want to get sick.
I know you don't, but
too bad.
Oh God,
I will try. Ginger tea.
I'm trying my hardest tonight to not spread it. Although I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. All right, our cool or not list is coming up next. But right now, it's time for
the four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
So I'm sure everyone saw that photo of 5-year-old Liam Conejo Ramos, who was detained by ICE in Minneapolis. You guys know what I'm talking about? I know a lot of people were wondering, well, what's going to happen to him? Well, a temporary court order has halted the deportation of Liam and his dad, who are currently detained in Texas. Their attorney told the judge that they are here in the U.S. legally seeking asylum, and the attorney has been challenging ICE's handling of the arrest.
All right, the Golden State Warriors wrapping up their 4-game road trip tonight with a game in Utah against the Jazz. Warriors are 1-2 so far on this road trip. Warriors fans still left wondering, is the team going to pull off a big trade? I don't know what's happening. I think most of us assume that Jonathan Kuminga would have been dealt by now, but we'll have to wait and see. So we have a few more days till the trade deadline on February 5th. Warriors-Jazz tips off tonight at 6 o'clock.
Go Max! Patchy fog and drizzle on this Wednesday morning. We'll see some sunshine in the afternoon, and highs will remain in the upper 50s to low 60s.
Hey, Cancer besties!
Hey!
Wait, back up to the weather for a second, because Jess is like, oh, a little sprinkle last night, dude. It was raining at my house. Like, it was raining.
Really? Sprinkle. I said showers.
It was raining.
I said showers.
This was not a shower. This was rain. Like, it was raining for a few hours last night.
Whoa.
All right, Cancer besties, your day today is going to be an 8. An intellectual connection you've had with someone recently might be leading you down a path to something much deeper, including but not limited to love. You may find a business partner or new BFF through a shared interest or passion.
Ooh. That's good news.
Yeah, that's kind of exciting.
Okay.
Next, we are going to get to our cool or not list. One thing I do want to ask is cool or not analog bags, and I'll explain what that is.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Every Wednesday, we do something called our cool or not list. Do you guys mind if I kick it off?
Go ahead.
Fine.
Cool or not analog bags.
The hell is that?
Great question, Graham.
As opposed to a digital bag?
kind of. Maybe that's where the term came from.
Okay.
Analog bags. Gen Z is really realizing they're spending their entire lives on social media doom scrolling.
Yeah.
And like one person put it, they're like, I don't want to be lying on my deathbed and regretting that I missed it on my life because I was on my phone. So now they're out here buying canvas tote bags and filling them with like things to do to keep them busy whenever they feel the urge to doom scroll. So they're throwing books in there, knitting materials, crossword puzzles, a journal, origami papers, cards,
yo-yos,
yeah, like, puzzles, watercolor kits.
Oh, so my crafting, God.
Bracelet supplies? Making, beads.
What?
Yes.
What do we...
Love it.
You know what?
I love it.
Well, as much as I want to make fun of all those things that are put into, if you have to pack a special bag full of little activities for you to do, as much as I want to roast that, I'm going to say cool, because the key point there is, and everybody in this generation and the younger generation, everyone is going to, when you hit your deathbed, yeah, you're going to be like, damn it, I wish I didn't waste so much time just scrolling endlessly on my phone. You wasted so many hours of your life just and have nothing to show for it.
Yeah. I know. It's kind of giving, though, like as a parent, when you pack a bag for your kid, when you know you're going somewhere and you need things to like keep them busy and things to play with. Right. It's like that for adults.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at it, though. You guys know I'm a hobby lover. So I feel like I would totally do this.
And why don't you have one yet?
I don't know. I love a good canvas bag.
You can keep your diary in there.
I'll tell you why she doesn't do that, because there's nobody that loves doom scrolling more than Jess.
That's a good point. True. But also,
you have to break that habit first, and that is the hardest thing. The analog bag may help you. It's almost like a nicotine patch. Like, it gives you at least something else to do.
But the problem, I think, with me is most of my doom scrolling happens at home, where all of those things are already there. All of the things that I use for my hobbies, like, am I going to pack them in a bag just to carry them around my house so that I'm not doom scrolling? That's the problem. Is when I'm out and about. I actually do pretty good when I'm out and about or hanging with friends or anybody where I'm not really on my phone. I don't really reach for it unless it's for pictures.
It's by yourself at home where everyone starts the doom scrolling. At least for me too.
So how do I?
You have to break the addiction.
You have to
put down your phone, put it away in a drawer or something, and just walk away from it.
And walk where?
Isn't that weird?
Be okay to be in a different room than your phone. Like, that's the step one. Most people can't do that.
What about the people that do that and they're like, I'm just going to watch TV instead, as if that's any better?
I would argue that watching like a show or a series or something is better than mindless scrolling, where 75% of the videos you're watching now are just AI generated crap. Like, I think there is something better.
Yeah.
Really?
I think that is a step above in my mind.
Mine is like mom hacks and onion boils and places to take the kids.
But it's all stuff you're never going to do.
Yeah, but it's
except you did do an onion boil.
So. I did, see?
There's one thing of the 10,000 things that you've scrolled
but
past.
But it's true, though. Like you said, out of those 10,000 things, I don't remember 90% of it.
Exactly.
And that took my time away. And so I'm like, I hate it. But also, I can't stay away.
So the hours would be, and hours just stack up every
What would
single
be
day,
in your analog year. Bag, Graham? I feel like you'd have, like, building materials so you could, like, build, like, a mini house.
Just walking like around, just like I'm sitting there on the street corner just building a little birdhouse with a tiny little hammer, like, ding, 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 you know, like, making stuff. I don't know what would be in there. I don't know.
You would like puzzling.
Yeah, I mean, it'd have to be something like that.
I'd be too embarrassed to be out somewhere and I pull out my puzzle.
Yeah, but would you rather see me sitting on a park bench journaling? I'm not going to lay out a 1,000-piece puzzle on the sidewalk.
I'd be too embarrassed to even journal in public.
But maybe if it was
about reading, though? I feel like you could put a book in there.
There's got to be some like cooler version of like a crossword puzzle. I don't want to do a crossword puzzle, but you know what I mean? Like something, but that's on my phone.
Dang it.
But like, you know, something like that where you're like trying to solve something. At least you're stimulating your brain a little bit.
Yeah, I just don't think I would care.
I don't know what that thing is, but
a Rubik's Cube.
Oh my God, yes. I could see Graham at the park sitting on a bench by himself, surrounded by birds, solving a Rubik's Cube.
Look, I'm already married. I don't know. Who am I trying to impress?
That's true.
just over here trying to solve my cube. Don't mind me, guys. It's going to take a while. These things are tough.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Happy Wednesday. Happy
Hump Day.
All right. There's a woman named Catherine Breed. She is from Mill Valley, and she is preparing to swim from the border of California and Oregon all the way down. I guess she's from Pleasanton. My bad. But she's going to swim all the way down to Mexico.
That's a long way.
Whoa. Yes.
I've seen a map. California's pretty long.
She's going to kick this swim off in July. It's going to take 120 days. Graham, you had a question. Is this going to be like an everyday ongoing thing, nonstop?
Yeah.
Obviously, she's going to have to stop. She plans to swim about 5 to 6 hours a day and then make her way all the way south to Mexico.
Whoa.
So each day they like just GPS point, go to the point that she stopped at? Like, do they take the boat out exactly into the water right where she left off? Or we're like, this is close enough to the Hilton we stayed at last night. Just why don't you just go out there in the water again, start from there? Like, how do you really... There has to be some sort of tracking involved, because if you're not doing this nonstop, which nobody could, I mean, you obviously could not swim for 900 miles or whatever.
It's more than 900 miles.
Yeah, well, you obviously can't do that.
Yeah.
So
unless the boat is following her the entire time, and that's where she is staying overnight, and then the next day, let me just jump off the boat and just continue on my way.
That makes sense.
Nautically, it doesn't really make that much sense, because the boat's not going to stay in. There's currents, there's tides, there's the boat, unless you're anchored in that spot, but you know, the water's probably really deep and a spot that you can't anchor a boat. Do you know what I mean? There's a lot of variables there. So
that's the closest.
They must have to just GPS track it, and like you could get that probably pretty close if they really want. If she really wanted to, like, be very.
Yeah, I'm sure they have a system down. There's just two things she's worried about: the things that she can't control, sharks. No, not that.
That would be one of the things I'd be concerned about. I got to go to the bathroom, guys.
Well, wouldn't you just go?
Number one, yeah.
But if you went the other one, nobody would really know.
You have a wetsuit on. She's not swimming out there. What do you have? You
have to be trapped.
Everybody would know.
In there.
Yes.
Okay.
Everybody would know.
She's going to have to hold it. But no, sharks and elephant seals, those are the things that she's worried about. And by the way, she is very qualified. She had a full scholarship to swim at Cal Berkeley. Wow. And she led the Bears to two NCAA titles. So she is not afraid of the swimming part at all.
Good for her. How long was this going to take again?
It's going to be 4 months.
4 months?
120 days.
Who can just do that? Who can just drop everything and be like, you know, for the next 4 months, I'm just going to swim. Like, yeah, cool. What about your life? Like, do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, she must not have kids or anything, but you know what I mean?
Or they're grown, like, or something. I don't know.
It just seems like, how do you, I guess, I don't know.
Right.
Must have some good savings.
Like, is she going to be breaking a world record?
Someone going to pay her for this?
That I don't know. I think it might just be for her to say she did it. That I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, maybe some sponsorships.
Hopefully. She's got like a swim cap. It's got like Ducalux, you know, sponsored on her or something.
Wait, something else. Did you guys hear Billy McFarland?
Okay.
Fire Festival guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to jet ski from Honduras to Venezuela.
How far is that?
So I'm a little confused. Is there a difference between regular miles and nautical miles? Like, what's the difference?
They're close enough.
Okay. So it says regular miles, 1,147 or 997 nautical miles.
Yeah. Okay.
So he's going to jet ski. From Honduras to Venezuela. He's going to be live streaming the entire thing. He says there's going to be a boat following him, and he's going to pull over to sleep when he needs to. The goal here, and the reason why he's doing this, is because he wants his new company. Remember Firefest? He sold that, and he's starting a new company, Phoenix.
Yeah.
So his goal is to, when he lands off this little island off the coast of Venezuela, he wants his company, Phoenix, to throw a party there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, another festival.
Yeah.
He pulled off his last little, I don't know what it was called, but he threw a little festival on some little island a couple weeks ago months ago. Yeah, it happened.
And it was like good?
Well, it was, I mean, it wasn't what Fire Festival was supposed to be, and it was on a pretty small little tiny island, but it happened. You never saw any of his, I remember seeing some of his posts and stuff about it. Yeah, the event happened.
Right.
It actually happened.
And there was like celebrities there?
That I don't
and
know.
Food?
There were influencers there. There was food. There people were partying. People, they built out, you know, some infrastructure on this little island to make it happen.
I didn't think he could do it.
He pulled it off on a very small scale, but he did it.
Stick to that. Stick to small ones.
Yeah.
And jet skiing's fun and all, but I don't want to do it for 1,000 miles. I want to do it for about a half hour. And then I'm just like, all right, that's good.
But doesn't that seem kind of like cheating? Like, we have Catherine Breed, who's going to swim, be in the water swimming. That's hard work. And then you're just going to jet ski. Anybody can sit there. Anyone can sit there. Just hold the little handle.
I guess.
His legs are going to be sore, though, after that.
Everything's going to be sore. It's going to be riding a horse for a couple days.
All right, today's Hottest Trending is coming up next. Kanye West is adamant that his apology was genuine. We'll talk more about that coming up.
Hottest Things Trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Kanye West is adamant that his apology was genuine. Apparently, a lot of people had the same thought after he pulled out that full page ad in the Wall Street Journal. Is this for publicity? Is this because he has a new album drop in? Like, what's the motive here? Well, Kanye did an interview with Vanity Fair, and he was talking about how he was talking about all his accomplishments, because that's what Kanye does. Mm-hmm. He was talking about how he is one of the top 10 most streamed artists on Spotify in 2025, and yes, he does have an album coming out, his upcoming album, Bully. He says it's already one of the most pre-saved albums. So the point he was trying to make is that business is just fine. So his apology has nothing to do with that. He claims he apologized because his behavior went too far and it's just been weighing heavy on his heart. And he said that he realized, as a public figure, people hang on his every word. And he wants everyone to know that he's choosing love and positivity on the right side of history. That's why he apologized.
And I believe his apology, obviously, until he shows us otherwise.
I do too. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. I really do believe he was genuine.
I like that he's apologizing and also acknowledging.
That's a really important step in everything.
So he is apologizing, but is also acknowledging.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But there is this.
Apologizing.
What do you guys think of this blind item? And it's so obvious who it's about. It reads, what famous ex of a repentant rapper is not buying his new apology? We're told she tried to help him so much for years, and she is now skeptical of this new shift.
Kim.
Obviously.
But it's Kim and Kanye.
I mean, if you put yourself in her shoes, wouldn't you? I mean, she did.
I'd be tired of the back and forth.
There was probably hundreds, countless of times that she tried to convince him to do exactly what he's done and seek help and all this stuff.
Yeah, and he comes around, but then he gets off the meds again and we're just back where we started. So I get it. R. Kelly's projected release date has been revealed. So back in 2022, R. Kelly received a 30-year sentence for racketeering and sex trafficking. And then in 2023, he got another sentence. So both of those sentences combined, 31 years was the total that he got. He's already been incarcerated for 2 years in a medium security federal prison in North Carolina. And now we have his projected release date, you guys. December 21st. 2045. He'll be like 78 years old.
Whoa.
Isn't that crazy? And like every person who thinks they're above the law, he's in there trying to, my life is in danger. This person's out to get me. It's not working. He's in there.
2045. Yeah. That sounds so far in the future, but also 2026 sounded far in the future.
It did.
And then we're here and it's just like, still sucks.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, you guys, take a moment and say your goodbyes to the San Francisco mountain lion.
No.
They killed it?
No, he didn't die. He's been released back into the wild. Good. The lion was captured at approximately 10:45 yesterday morning after a very lengthy standoff, including officials from San Francisco Animal Control, the San Francisco Zoo, the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, the San Francisco Police Department, and the San Francisco Fire Department. It was a real spectacle yesterday. They had him cornered in a yard, sort of a courtyard area in the Pack Heights neighborhood, and at one point he jumped the fence into another yard. They were able to shoot him with some tranquilizer darts, which they reported took a very long time to kick in on him. But once he was finally out cold, the 77-pound, 2-year-old mountain lion transported out. He was examined by medical officials from the Oakland Zoo. They deemed him to be healthy. He did not need to receive any sort of medical intervention or care. And so he was released yesterday back into the wild. He's back out there already living his best mountain lion life.
Good.
You guys, so it happened. Did you see any of the pictures of the video yesterday?
I did not.
There was one piece of video and picture from it standing on somebody's apartment, like front steps. And like the resident was like, had seen it run up its steps. And there he was just like standing, looking at like you would absolutely
have an accident in my pants.
Yes.
Oh my God.
You imagine coming home to your apartment in the dark and there's a mountain lion on your front porch.
Oh no.
Bro, there's nothing. They look cute, but like that thing is just one powerful animal. He's not even that big. I mean, 77 pounds is a big cat, but he's not like full grown or anything.
And those will like attack humans. Oh, Jess is showing me.
It looks AI, not going to lie.
They definitely could, you know, if it's cornered and feeling threatened.
Right.
And they have attacked humans before. They don't normally.
Because every once in a while I'll see a coyote and he looks so cute.
And you're like, come over, let me give you a little.
Come to mama. Come
here. I got a couple little milk bones for you. Come here. Get a treat. You want to go for a walk?
Scratches my face
off. You want to go for a walk?
And then their fluffy tails. Oh, they just look so cute.
Yeah, and then you get rabies.
I know. All right. Next on the JV Show, it's our What the Bleep game. Your chance to win a chug mug.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Speaking of Firefest 3. Go check the link that I sent you about a TikTok video who opened for Billy McFarland's Phoenix Festival. There was no one there. The video is so funny. Go check it out. It's on TikTok. Phoenix spelled P-H-N-X. Bye.
Wait, that's really embarrassing. But that's what I would expect.
It's Billy McFarland. It looked like a very intimate festival. Let's put it that way. But it like did happen. The other Firefest and them were like, you know, really happened.
But if no one was there to festival,
well, there were a couple people.
Really,
there were a couple people there.
Wow.
Yikes.
My Instagram algorithm was serving me all his like daily video updates.
That's
of him,
weird.
Like as they were building out this little island or whatever for that little festival that took place, I guess, in December or whatever. But yeah, it looked, it happened, but it looked a little dinky.
It was just tiny.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's a start, I guess. Before we get to what the bleep, we have your chance to win crazy cash. Right now, it's $1,000. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword is money. Take the keyword money over to wild949.com, or even easier and better, if you're streaming us right now on the iHeartRadio app, there's a contest tab there, and you can enter the keyword there. That gets you in the running to win $1,000. Good luck.
All right, now to what the bleep. It's where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Yep. Sure.
Taking a bath without interruption is top tier because then I can enjoy some alone time with my in peace.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Is it waterproof?
No kids knocking on the door.
I don't think you're supposed to bring batteries into it. Never mind. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Think hard, but don't think too long because you need to get your guesses in quick. The guess, of course, is left on our talkback mic. Leave us your name and your city along with that guess. Make sure it is something PG. This is a family-friendly show, but make sure you get those guesses in quick, like I said, because only the first correct answer in the morning wins a JV Show Chug Mug.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug if you are the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip? Yeah, we already played it. Told you I'm sick, so everything is not making sense in my head right now. But here is today's clip again, if you missed it. Taking a bath without interruption is top tier because then I can enjoy some alone time with my in peace.
Mm-hmm. All right.
In peace. Leave me alone. All right, so here's today. Oh my God. Let's go to the talkbacks.
Yes, please.
I'm telling you, nothing is making sense right now.
Morning, JV Show. It's Tracy D from San Mateo. I think the bleeped out word is wine. Okay, bye, guys.
Ooh, that's a good guess.
Very popular guess this morning.
Peace.
People know you.
Mm-hmm. Hi, good morning. Simone from Clear Lake. I think the bleeped out word is book.
That's a guess. Really good guess.
But I wouldn't want to get the pages wet. That's the thing.
Right.
That's the thing.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Good morning, JV Show. I think that the bleeped out word is husband. This is Amira from Utah, and today's a great day because I have jury duty and don't have to go to work.
Woo! Nice. I can enjoy my husband in peace.
That part, yeah.
Whoa.
Have you ever heard anyone say it's a great day because they have jury duty?
No, I'd rather work.
Well, she must really not like her job.
That speaks to.
All right, great guesses so far, but not the correct ones. If you think you know what that bleeped out word is, leave it on a talkback now on the iHeartRadio app. We're going to play more of your talkbacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and we are going to send you a JV Show Chug Mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it. Taking a bath without interruption is top tier because then I can enjoy some alone time with my in peace.
That sounds
right.
Nice.
It is nice. Let's go to your guesses, see if anybody got it right.
Hi, JV Show. Happy hump day.
Hump day.
Happy hump day.
This is Lena and
Moses
from San Jose, and we think the bleep that word is
phone.
Thank you. Bye. Have a wonderful day.
Phone
is a great guess.
Very popular guess. Do you bring your phone in the bath with you?
It's there, but I don't typically like sit there doom scrolling.
But you check it if it buzzes.
If it buzzes, yeah. Just see.
Come on, you got to unplug.
Yeah.
Leave that thing in the other room.
I know, but it's hard. I'm working on it.
Good morning, JV Show. Jason and Addie again coming in with the second guest for today. And our guest for the bleeped out word is snacks. Thanks, guys. Have a great day. Bye.
Ooh.
Very popular guest this morning. Snacks. Are you a bath snacker?
I do not snack in the bath.
Mm-mm.
That seems like a... I'm surprised by that.
Really? Something about the thought of it possibly dropping into the water and now my chips or whatever I'm eating is just dissolving and I'm sitting there. It just grosses me out.
There's worse things that could drop into the water on accident.
But
go ahead, Jess.
Any food in the bathroom just seems like it doesn't belong there.
So yeah,
it
grosses me out.
Uh-uh.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Max from Berkeley. And I think the bleep that word is candles. Have a good day.
There's another great guess.
Candle is a must.
You have a couple lit candles
going?
Candle
is a must. At least one.
Yeah.
Normally just one.
Okay.
Good morning, JB Show. This is Mondo from San Jose, and I believe the bleeped out word is charcuterie, or however you say that word. Anyways, hump day!
Hump day!
Charcuterie. Yeah, we just learned you don't eat there, so you're certainly not bringing a charcuterie board in there.
Did nobody get the correct?
Nobody got it. Son of a.
All right, listen up, people. Here is today's clip. Unbleeped. Taking a bath without interruption is top tier because then I can enjoy some alone time with my audiobook in peace. Audiobook is one word. I checked. Yeah, I can't do regular book because I feel like, you know, I'm going to get the pages wet.
Yeah, you might drop that in the bath and it's ruined.
Right, so I go audiobook.
Stuck together.
Ah.
What if you don't like the person's voice? I mean, I've listened to audiobooks before. What if you don't like the person's voice?
Then on to the next book.
Can you pick a different? Oh, no, you can't pick a different voice, huh?
I assume now with AI and stuff, I bet you can select probably some different options. That's interesting. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, if it was somebody's, I listen to a lot of podcasts and it's like, man, sometimes you like, I really want to know about this cold case or whatever the podcast is about, but I just cannot listen to this person talk anymore. It's brutal. That's probably how some people feel about me talking right now. Yeah. So I'll shut up. Although some of the, since there's no shouts to give, I just want to quickly run down a couple of the other most popular guesses this morning. A lot of people guessing bubbles or some kind of mask, like a face mask type thing. A lot of people guess stuff like that. Music, one of the most popular guesses. So you're more audiobook than listening to some soothing
classics.
Yeah,
I don't really go music.
Really?
I go audiobook, and if not audiobook, I have like a movie on.
What?
You got a TV in the tub?
There, one nearby where I can see it, yeah.
Look at you. Wow. Fancy. Have you ever been invited over to Selena's mansion, Jess?
No.
No,
I don't think I'm bath with me.
I'm like, too much of a peasant.
Why would I invite him to take a bath with me?
I guess not. Well, just out of curiosity, just like to walk through your bathroom, like, here's my a TV next to my tub. A lot of people guessed thoughts. Selena, do you have any thoughts? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I can't tell if you're one of those people that's like deep and reflective thought or if there's just like, is there anything happening?
I do, but I try not to be if I'm in the bath. Relaxing.
Got it.
I save my thoughts and the arguments in my head for my showers.
Oh, so that's more of it. So when you're showering, it's more angry. You're getting yourself hyped up to go fight.
I talk about past arguments where I should have said this. And a bath. I want to relax. I just try to tune all that out.
Turn it all off.
Yeah.
All right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Happy Wednesday. Happy Hump Day.
Hump Day.
Good morning, Zoe.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the JV Show. Now, Jess said that you're going to win this. She has very high hopes for you.
I believe in you.
That's what her gut is telling her, that you've got this.
Thank you, Jess.
Wow. Expectations.
I really appreciate it.
So we'll see.
That is high expectations.
We will see about that. So no pressure. No pressure, Zoe.
Here's... No pressure.
No pressure. You put all the pressure in the world on her. Now the whole Bay Area is like, dude, she has to win. Otherwise, she's going to fall flat on her face.
She's got it.
Just spent 5 minutes calming myself down.
So here's how it works. We're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. Got to get 3 correct. And if you can do that, you're winning.
Tickets for Louis Tomlinson.
Let's get right to
it.
Here's question number 1. How many holes are there in a standard bowling ball?
3.
Yep.
Easy. See, you do have this.
Not everybody fingers all the holes, though. Some people just use 1 or 2 or 3. I like a 2-finger, my ball, sometimes.
Yep.
I like all 3.
Put more spin
on
it.
Some people just hold it with both hands.
Yeah, it depends if I have nails on.
Yeah. Down the middle.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, question number 2. Larry Bird was an iconic NBA player that played his entire career for what team?
Oh. The Warriors.
Nope.
No, he played for the Boston Celtics. Larry Bird was a Boston Celtics.
It's all good. You're allowed to miss one, so you still technically could, you know, kill this. But here's question number 3.
It's possible.
A pedometer is a device that counts what?
Pedophiles?
Mm-mm. No, not pedophiles.
Oh.
Yep.
Steps. She said it.
Yes.
There we go.
She said it. All right. Look. I'm not going to say you're just absolutely acing this, like Jess said you were. You got one wrong, so that means coming in this final question, you can't get it wrong. You got to get this one right. It's kind of a tricky one. Question number 4. In Texas Hold'em poker, how many cards are dealt to each player face down?
2.
Yep.
Yes! Nice. Yes! I told you guys. you guys.
You were right. Zoe, congratulations.
Oh, Zoe, you're going to be checking out. Go ahead.
Someone talk.
Yeah.
Okay, that was awkward. That was awkward.
My fiance always plays with me, and he always wins, and I never do. So, and he's at work right now, so I'm so excited to tell him that I finally did all by myself.
Nice. You'll have to send him the link to this. If you don't know, we post just the trivia game, just the Up Nope game, every day as its own little teeny tiny bite-sized podcast. So you can search that out on the iHeartRadio app and send him the link to that, and then you know, drop the
send
mic
it to
on
all your family and friends.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you also get to take him with you if you want to check out Louis Tomlinson, because you just got 2 tickets. Congrats.
You're not taking your man. That sounds like a girl's
amazing
night. That's a girl's night.
That's like a girl's night for me and my neighbor.
Yeah. There you go.
He didn't believe in you.
Congratulations, Zoe. Hang on for that winning. And have a great rest of your day, okay?
You too.
Thank you. Oh, I like her.
She was great.
Graham, we have some shout outs.
You know we do. A couple DMs here. First one, Graham, would you be so kind to help us with a quick shout out to astronaut Aiden turning the big 6'7"? I'm assuming that doesn't mean 67. I'm assuming he's turning 7 from 6, but 6'7", obviously. for being awesome, possibly unstoppable, and definitely due for a dance party. Carry on, Astro. That's Grammy, Papa, and your whole family. Thanks, Graham. You always make their day. Yes. Happy, happy birthday to Aiden, going from 6 to 7.
Who gives a fart?
That's a good point. Another one here. Oh, husbands in my DMs. I got one here. I'd like to wish my wife, Jeanette, a very happy birthday. You are the glue that keeps our family and home together. I couldn't imagine my life without you. Every day you show me why I fall more and more in love with you. Like when I showed you a picture of Graham and told you women swoon over him, but you said that you don't see it and that I was 100 times better looking. Our babies and I hope you have a very special day. I love you. And that's from our buddy Edgar without the haircut. Yes. Happy, happy birthday to his wife, Jeanette.
Who gives a fart?
I'll send you a link to Lens Crafter so you can get your eyes checked. Another one here. Good morning, JV Show. Here I am, another mom sliding into your DMs. We listen to you guys every morning on our way to school. I'd love to give a shout out to my beautiful, outgoing, spontaneous, funny daughter. Today is her 13th birthday, and I just want to tell her how amazing she is and how much she completes our lives. Happy birthday, Abelina, Nina, Molina. Love, Mom and Gianni. Thank you, JV Show. Yes, happy, happy birthday
happy
there.
Birthday.
13. That's a big one. That Remember is. About 13th birthdays.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah, that's true.
That was it?
Yep.
All right. That means we are going to move on to today's hottest trending. Apparently, there's like some secret feud between Harry Styles and Louis Tomlinson.
Who we just gave away tickets to.
Yeah, we're going to get into that, and I'll give you all the details. Like I said, coming up next.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Before we get to the drama with Harry Styles and Louis Tomlinson, there is a new Super Bowl commercial
That's be interesting. You got my attention. My ears perked
Super
up.
Super Bowl.
Oh, the bowl.
Super Bowl.
There's that. Yeah.
Commercial for Fanatics. Starring Kendall Jenner, and it's pretty good. You can check it out on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show, but they're making fun of the Kardashian curse.
Betting on the right guy with Fanatic Sportsbook. Explained by Kendall Jenner.
Haven't you heard? The internet says I'm cursed. Any basketball player who dates me kind of hits a rough patch.
And they show her, like lighting basketball jerseys on fire. it's pretty funny.
While the world's been talking about it, I've been betting on it. How else do you think I can afford all this? Modeling?
And so she's like in her fancy swimming pool and walking down her fancy staircase, and they're showing paintings where she has her ex's faces scratched out. And she's like, boyfriend number one got me this house. Boyfriend number two got me this car.
Next stop, San Francisco. Football boyfriend. Yes.
Everyone knows Kendall doesn't like football players, though. I like this part.
Kardashian curse. It's not even my last name.
But we don't call it the Jenner curse.
Right.
That's a good point.
I mean, she doesn't have a football boyfriend coming to San Francisco, but she has an ex-boyfriend, Bad Bunny.
That's who's performing.
Hey, close enough.
Oh, good point.
Oh, God, I hope she doesn't curse him.
Oh, don't say that.
Why?
How many different NBA exes does she have? She alludes to a few there, but I can't think of any. I mean, I give one.
There's
Devin Booker.
Devin Booker, he was like the main one. There's a few though. I remember people were selling shirts at one point with all the X's on there. It was like Kendall's like starting five, and there's five.
Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons.
Blake Griffin.
Blake Griffin.
Whoa.
Jordan Clarkson.
Sure, him too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
All right, now to the secret feud between Harry Styles and Louis Tomlinson. So you know how last Friday, Harry made his big comeback. After 4 years, he was back with new music. He dropped his new song, Aperture, mm-hmm. off his upcoming album. You know what else happened on Friday? That what? Same day? Louis Tomlinson dropped his album. And it was completely overshadowed by Harry Styles Ooh. Dropping his song, his big comeback, on that very same day. And Louis only found out about his plans to drop a new single on that day a couple of days before. It's like he was left in the dark completely.
Well, I thought they were boys. Bandmates, I thought they were boys. Best buds.
Apparently not.
What happened?
And here's what Louis had posted on Twitter afterwards. He said, help over the next few days to cut through the noise. In order to give this record the moment it deserves. And everyone's like, okay, that has to be about Harry Styles, which he denied, but come on. Come on.
Certainly seems that way. Yeah. That would, I think, irk anybody, right? If one of your, well, I mean, I guess we don't really know what kind of friends they are behind the scenes. Probably not that great, because I think that was something that you would mention to one another.
Yeah.
But that would hurt your feelings.
Well, if that was your friend, let me not drop on that same day, because I don't want to take any attention off of him. That's his day.
All you have to do is move it by a week.
One week.
Yeah. 1 week.
That's it. But apparently they haven't been friends for a while. I guess they kind of avoided each other even at Liam's funeral. So they're not cool. So any hopes for a complete One Direction reunion, it's not going to happen.
Right.
Nobody heard a peep about Louis Tomlinson's album.
I didn't even
dropping.
Know he dropped an album.
Me neither.
But I knew Harry Styles was, you know, he's got some music on the way.
Uh-huh. Whoopsies.
Not good.
Graham, what do you have?
How many days to the Super Bowl?
10.
No. 12?
8.
11?
Oh, geez.
Do you know? Or are you asking us?
I'm asking you guys.
Oh, well, you should have given me a heads up.
11.
You guys work on that 11. You guys said 8, 10, 11. 12, 14. Every number under the sun, 11's the number. All right, we're getting closer, obviously, to the Super Bowl. So let's do our annual discussion.
Super Bowl, Graham.
Yeah, the Super Bowl of how much these Super Bowl tickets are going to be setting you back. Because maybe you're at home and you're like, oh, I forgot. The Super Bowl's going to be right here at Levi's. I want to go to that.
I'd
love
to.
It is not going to be cheap, obviously, to get you in the door. The cheapest tickets that are online available right now, and look, they're not good. They are all the way in the back. The tippy-tippy top. Last row, they're selling for over $6,000. Some sites have them as high as $6,700, and that's including all of the fees. Some sites have them a little bit lower than that, or over $7,000. Again, it depends where, what section you're looking at, whatever. It's going to take some time to know what the final average ticket price is for the Super Bowl, to see how it stacks up against previous Super Bowls. Last year in New Orleans, the average ticket price was about $8,000, $8,600 the year before that. Although we saw last year, right before the New Orleans Super Bowl, ticket prices started dropping a bunch before the game. I can't remember why that was. Maybe people were just sick of seeing the Chiefs and the Super Bowl. I don't know what it was, but ticket prices came down a bit on that one. Super Bowl tickets to the very first Super Bowl, Super Bowl I in 1967. Any guesses?
$3.
Nope.
$5.
Nope.
$25.
Nope. $12. $12 to see Super Bowl I in 1967. So the price has come up
$6,
a lot since then. Oh, God. And the Patriots, the Seahawks, as we know, is a rematch from the 2015 Super Bowl. The average resale ticket price for that Super Bowl was around $4,000. And at the time, that was, you know, like the most expensive Super Bowl ticket ever. We've gone in just over 10 years to more than likely double that. That's a pretty big jump in a 11-year span.
That's insane.
So, yeah, I think we'll all be watching it from our couches.
Yes,
right?
We will. Yeah. Which is fine. I mean, the drinks are free.
Totally.
I don't have to wait in line for food. Yeah. I'm happy with
that. No bathroom line.
Yeah.
It's great.
All right, thank you, Graham. Next on the JV Show, we have your chance to win $1,000 in crazy cash. I also want to talk about the Super Bowl a little bit more, because people are reposting something that the NFL shared back in September, and it supposedly predicted what two teams are playing in the Super Bowl, and possibly who will win it. So those details are next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, so people have been reposting something that the NFL shared back in September, and it supposedly predicts what two teams are going to be in the Super Bowl and possibly who is going to win it all. So you can check out this post. We've reposted it for you. JB Morning Show. It's right there on our Instagram story. And it shows one person from each team. Mm-hmm. This is right before the season was going to kick off. And you can see like their jerseys. And if you zoom in all the way to the front, just zoom in, zoom in, zoom in, zoom in all the way to the front. Look at the left two most front ones.
Whoa.
Who do you have? The Patriots and the Seahawks.
You have Sam Darnold of the Seahawks and you have Drake May of the Patriots.
So people are like, they were trying to tell us all along. Now, some can argue because if you look to the right, there are some other, you know, team members there that look like they're up there as well.
Right.
But in my opinion,
sort of front, yeah.
In my opinion, it looks like the Patriots, they're in the front, and then right behind them is Seahawks. The other ones are a little further back, and you can kind of base that off like if you drew a line going across this post,
right,
where their shoulders are at. Right. That's what I think. So I think that Seahawks and Patriots are the front two.
The script is saying that the Patriots are going to win.
If this is correct,
based on your
that's
theory.
What it's saying, that the Patriots are going to win.
Do you believe it?
No, I don't see that happening.
How else would they have known?
Okay.
Why put those two at the front?
Remember the long-running theory was the logo the colors in the logo for what the upcoming Super Bowl logo or whatever
yes.
it was. Was that what it was?
Yep.
What was the one from this past year?
It was like, very colorful.
So has anybody like gone back and looked at that? Because people were convinced about that
Jess
one.
Is
like, oh
it
my
right
God,
now.
It's red and green. That has to mean
yeah, I don't
Eagles, Chiefs. And every year we've seen some variation of that and people have
but
been
is
like,
it possible the NFL was like, oh my God, they're on to us, you know, with the Super Bowl logo. Let's switch it up.
Switch
now
the script and we'll only deliver it on X.
Yes.
I don't
or they're like they're on to us with the colors of the logo. So now we're just gonna put out an image of one person from every team.
Ooh.
And this is something that's never been done before, but we're going to put the ones that are going to win and make it to the end up front.
I mean, the NFL scripted idea is just so silly. Only if you looked at the AFC Championship game, the one that cost me $20,000, I don't want to talk about it. But, I mean, a blizzard came in. Like, there's just no way you could script a game as a kicker misses a kick in the snow. I mean, it was just like there's no way that you could control all the variables that go in. I mean, we've thoroughly debunked this before, but it is kind of interesting that they are there
yes.
at the front of this logo. But that's what we call a coincidence.
But year there's some type of coincidence.
Too
so,
close.
And Jess just showed me the logo. There's no way the logo would have predicted anything.
No.
It's just there's too many colors. It's not even like this color and that color. It's like there's an image
in
the lettering. So
the colors are like pink.
There's not like two standalone colors.
Yeah.
So that theory doesn't apply to this year.
Okay.
New theory is on our Instagram story. JB Morning showed it. This is right. Patriots are going to win it.
Whoa.
Anybody want to take that bet?
You're the resident better.
I have some money to win back after the AFC championship.
Well, here you go. I'm giving it to you.
Oh, my gosh.
Follow the script, Graham.
I don't like it.
Follow the script.
I don't like it. As much as I do not want to see the Seahawks win a championship here on our field.
I know.
I think they're going to do it.
Oh, no.
Do you still think Seahawks are going to win?
Are you locking in that prediction?
Yeah, you can lock it in.
Okay,
lock it in. I think
Patriots. I mean, the script is right here in front of me.
Okay.
Selena's going Patriots. On script. I'm going
script.
Off script.
Interesting.
Jess,
that's bold, Graham. That's bold.
Jess, what's your thoughts? And it pains me. It just absolutely pains me. I want both these teams to lose
Why
so
would you
badly.
Rather have the Seahawks win than the Patriots?
It's not a rather. It's what do I think is going to be the outcome.
Okay, so what would you rather then?
Right.
I'd give a slight edge to, I don't want to see the Patriots win another Super Bowl, and that fan base there have been spoiled enough. They've gotten so many.
Really?
But I also can't stand the thought of the Seahawks winning on our field. I hate that.
That's why I'd rather the Patriots.
I may slightly, I mean just a 0.0001% slightly favor the Patriots to win, but I just don't think that's going to be the outcome.
Okay, well, our predictions are locked in. Jess, do you want to lock in yours?
Lock in
yours,
Jess.
I'm going to say Patriots
because of the script.
Yeah, because of the script. Yeah, why not?
Well, no, what were you going to say?
I was going to say because I think I might have seen a video where a psychic predicted. Oh, not a psychic, but a card reader said the Patriots were going to win.
Is that one psychic we were talking about? Can we get her on the show to make a prediction? Because she fell some of her predictions up.
She was wrong the last two times we were relying on her.
Little whoopsies.
That was just an off day.
Yeah,
it happens to everyone.
And stuff.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks so much for hanging out with us. All right, so if you go to JV Morning Show, you can see this new thing that Buzzball is doing. Graham, I cannot believe you've never had a Buzzball.
That's insane.
I mean, I just can't.
You've seen them. I'm sure, in stores.
I know what they are. I don't think I've ever had one. Should we put one on this week's JV Show Chug Wheel?
Oh, wow.
I mean, if you want to have a good time afterwards.
I'm scared. I got to drive home after
that.
Yeah,
you can't.
Yeah, I guess
you can't drive home after that. But
I've never buzz balled. I've buzzed my balls before, but I've never buzz balled.
Remember over the holidays, people were playing like buzz ball hot potato?
Yes.
I still want to do that. I never did it.
We should.
I can't do that with my toddlers.
They have the Biggies one, which is like, what, five times the size?
I'm scared of that. So go to JV Morning Show. Check out our Instagram story. Buzzballs is releasing a 9-carat lab-grown diamond engagement ring. It is valued.
9 carats?
It's valued at $35,000. It features over 300 handset diamonds.
Damn.
And the go look at the picture of it. It is modeled to look like a buzz ball. Their new pink lemon squeezy flavor.
It is in the shape of a buzz ball.
Go up for auction on eBay on February 3rd. So you can actually auction it to get this engagement ring. Jess, you got engaged recently. Your man, he's down on one knee. It's the most romantic thing you could ever imagine. He opens up that jewelry box and it's a buzz ball ring. What's your reaction?
I would be like, wait, what is this? I would be confused at first, wouldn't you? Like,
yeah, but 9 carats of diamond smacking you in the face. Is the big diamond on the, like, do you open the lid of the thing? Where's the big, is the big diamond?
I think that's part of the lid.
Yeah. Is that the little topper on it? Is the diamond? It. It's hard to tell.
I would be honored to wear a buzzball engagement ring. I think it's a good story.
I mean, it's flashy. It's very huge. Valuable.
And then you have
obviously
to have Buzzball like sponsor your wedding or something, right?
Oh, right.
Yeah, they will. I mean, they have to, right? I wonder if that's part of the agreement.
It should be. Yeah, everyone just drinks Buzzballs. Forget a champagne toast. It's a Buzzball toast at the wedding.
All right, so we are putting Buzzballs on the chug wheel this week.
I'm scared.
They're pretty strong.
They're strong.
Yeah, they're strong.
What percent is a Buzzball?
They're tiny but mighty.
JV Show Research Department.
Yeah, that's Jess.
Can you look that up for me?
Furiously Googling.
I'll tell you if it's a good idea or not. I feel like it's a great idea.
I don't think it's a good
15%.
idea.
15%.
Okay. That's not, come on. 15%.
But I have to drive after.
Yeah, that's true.
I think for that reason alone,
but
we're
Graham,
out.
But Graham, you have to try one.
Well,
try the blue one.
Bring them in and then we'll think about putting a partial ball on the wheel.
Okay, we'll think about it. Okay.
A half ball.
God, you guys know I can't day drink. I can't morning drink.
Yeah.
Just saying. Kind of be funny.
Like, if I drink one of these, no more work is being done after that.
That's what I'm saying.
Is a buzzball like your pregame or you're out and then you buzzball?
A lot of people do it to, like, pregame.
Yeah.
But then, I mean, that's a guaranteed blackout after you drink other stuff. You guys know my New Year's resolution is to not black out in 2026, so
that's
I'm out.
Oh, yeah, I don't think that's going to happen, Selena.
Well, we're not adding buzzball. Really quick, Jess, something you want to talk about?
Yeah, I want to talk about, okay, grandparents who are listening right now, this is for you.
Is JV Show number one amongst grandparents?
It could be.
I think it is.
Okay, all right, I'll take it.
Apparently, being a grandparent who babysits your grandkids is actually good for your brain.
Yes.
So it's something you actually want to do. So next time you want to say no to babysitting your grandkids, think about your health.
I'm sending
good
this
for
to
your
my
overall
mom.
Mental health.
Yes. So in the study, like, grandmas did really, really well in, like, showing better memory. Like, their cognitive skills were so much better from the grandmas that watch grandkids versus the grandmas that don't watch grandkids.
You hear that, Mom, if you're listening?
Listen up, Mom.
Listen up, Mom.
Nana.
Mother grandmas.
This is actually something that I don't know if you guys have ever read into or seen anything about, like, the blue zones in the world. Blue zones are places where a higher percentage of the population reaches 100 years old or over. I don't know what the exact metric is. But one of the key components of that, and, like, some of it is diet and lifestyle and health and stuff like that. But one of the key components, they say, for people as they get into advanced ages is that they feel like they have a purpose. That is such an important thing. And in a lot of these areas, it is multi-generational living. So, you know, parents are working and the grandparents are there and they're helping take care of, you know, the grandkids and completing household tasks and taking the kids to school and stuff like that. And having a purpose is such an important factor in all this. And it
totally aligns with
another
this new study.
Another reason why my mom should watch my cats.
How is this new?
It's not that new. Yeah. We've known about it.
Do you guys think that when you get to that age of being grandparents, that you will be the grandparent that wants to be around the kids like all the time, or the grandparent that's like, bye, I'm gonna go traveling, see you later?
I think I would want to be around most of the time.
Don't abuse my, you know.
Yeah, because I'm gonna be honest, I'm already having baby fever a little bit, and like, I brought it up to my husband and he shut that down so fast.
Thank you.
Yeah,
AJ.
Sorry. No vacation for you.
I would love a maternity vacation right about now.
Stop it.
But he shut that down, so that's not going to happen. So, like, the next thing, and I know it's not going to happen for a long time, I hope, is, you know, being a grandparent.
Oh, being a grandma.
Yeah. But easier said than done. My mom went through a phase of her, like, not wanting to babysit because she had just gotten out of a marriage. And I was, I'm going to her house. Mom, I need to go to happy hour. Can you watch the baby? No, I'm going out too. And I was like, Mom, but I've had her all week.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, that's your fault. That's what you're supposed to do. You're the mom. But now my mom, she is willing to help a lot more.
Oh.
This baby fever's got me worried. Are you sure AJ shut it down? Just tell me something like this. And
no,
then in
he
a couple weeks,
down.
You're like, we're on maternity vacation.
He shut it down, but I'm trying to like figure out a way to manipulate the situation.
No.
Why? But babies
work
are
on your
so
grandma
cute.
Goals instead.
Get some hobbies. Like, there's other stuff to do.
Yeah.
My
only hobby is maternity vacation.
Oh, no.
And this time, I'm taking the full thing.
Selena. Didn't you last time?
No, I
you
didn't.
You were gone forever last time.
I did not take the full thing, ever.
I don't think this is approved in your contract.
Me neither. Hey, I got to talk to the boss.
It's the law. It's what I'm entitled to. And I will use it.
Just become a grandma instead.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Yeah. Do some babysitting on the side.
No. All right. Coming up next on the JV show, I don't know why my new addiction is like seeing who's on My Strange Addiction.
Oh, my God.
We've talked about the vabbing lady. Yeah. There was another one.
The lady that snorted her food.
Yes. Well, there's another woman that was on the show this week, and you're not going to believe what she's addicted to eating. We'll talk about it next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars, Wild 94.9. We're the Bay's number one hit music station. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day.
Oh, yeah, hump day.
Before we get to what this woman is addicted to eating on My Strange Addiction, let's go back to talking about this Super Bowl situation. I told you earlier how the NFL, they posted something back in September. Everyone's saying that it predicts who is going to make it to the Super Bowl and possibly who is going to win the entire thing. And if you missed this, you can go check out their post. It's on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show.
I am calling to say that I am so disappointed to hear about all the hate that you guys are having against Seattle. I mean, what happened to the West Coast love? I mean, you know, I'm a 49ers fan, except when they play Seattle. I'm from Seattle, so gotta love the Hawks when the 49ers not in.
Can I take this?
Sure.
It's
just something about that rivalry. Like,
yeah, it's a rivalry.
I'm never going to go for an LA team, ever.
Right, same.
Ever.
Like, I just kind of disagree with, I understand the sentiment, because like, wouldn't you rather have somebody from the West Coast? Maybe if it was like the Arizona Cardinals or like somebody else, you know, like I'd be like, yeah, okay.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't really like feel that sense there. And I don't know, like, I feel like I'm sticking to my true authentic 49er fandom, and I just can't root. I really can't root for either of these teams in the Super Bowl. But I think that's
fair enough.
I think that's fair, right? It's not hate.
I think it's fair.
It's not hate.
Good morning, JV crew. It's Eddie without the haircut. A couple things. Graham, if the Niners would have made the Super Bowl this year, would you have paid $6,000 to go watch them at Levi's at the Super Bowl? And my other question, why can't the Super Bowl be on a Saturday? I can't get turned up on a Sunday, man. But Saturday, I'm here all day for that. Can we go to Town Hall and petition for that, please? Thank you.
I feel like that's already been a petition, and they ain't budging.
Yeah, we need to try to get that. I will be down at City Hall today, 1 p.m. What do we want? A Saturday Super Bowl. Yeah. When do we want it?
Now.
This year.
Yes.
It would be great to reschedule that. Going back to the Seattle thing, just one other thing. It's not hate. I picked the Seahawks to win the Super Bowl. I think they're going to win it.
That's
so
the point.
That's not, I'm not.
But you did say you'd rather the Patriots win, but you just think the Seahawks are going
to
win.
Yeah, well, whatever. I still
picked
them.
Okay, fair
enough. Still picked them to win. That's not hate. And no, I would not pay $6,000.
You wouldn't?
No. That's too. I can't.
Wow, that's kind of shocking. I feel like a lot of people. I feel like most people would go into debt to see their team play home.
We talked about
ticket prices, $6,700 for the very back seat, back row of the entire stadium.
But it's the Niners in the Super Bowl at Levi's.
It's a once in a lifetime experience.
It is, but that's one ticket. One. You want to go with somebody else? I
mean, you'd have to go by yourself.
Double the price. Do I want to go to a game by myself? And the one thing about a lot of Super Bowls that people I've talked to that have been to them is like, it's not, even if it's your team in it, the crowd is not made up of all just half of the fans of either side. It's a bunch of rich people that don't really care and they just want to go to the Super Bowl. So it's not that fan experience is not the same as if you went to a 49er game at Levi's and everybody's nuts. It's not that. It's different. And
but when you're trying to be there at the end, they drop the confetti when they win.
Oh my
God.
Your team loses?
And well, then it's a sad day.
And then you spent $15,000 on a pair of tickets and your team lost.
And then you dispute the charge. Like, hey, I was hacked.
Fraud.
I was hacked.
That's not me at that game. It's not me.
What pictures? I didn't go.
Right.
Anyway.
Dang it. We're out of time. We can't talk about my strange addiction.
No.
Maybe we'll do that. We'll do that 9:05 because we do have to get to today's hottest trending coming up next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Talk amongst yourselves. I dropped my headphones. Yeah. Hang on. Be right back.
Look at Selena. No, she's already having a tough day because she's not feeling well. A little sicky.
Yeah.
She's powering through it this morning and her headphones already in horrible shape. Those things are terrible.
They're falling apart.
I'm back.
Should we start a GoFundMe to get you a new set? Those ones constantly popping apart.
I have another pair at home and I just forget to bring them every single day. I've forgotten them every day for, I want to say, about a year.
That doesn't make any sense. That's like an electrician or, you know, a carpenter not bringing his hammer every day. Like, we're in radio. You have one tool that you use.
Yeah, I have them. They're just not in the best shape.
It's your headphones.
Right. And I got them. They're right here on my head. Now, they were on the floor seconds ago, but I got them now. Before we get to today's hottest trending, Jess, you shared a study with us saying, hey, grandparents watching after your grandkids is actually good for your health.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, guys. It's Kat out of Walnut Creek. I just wanted to say I love that study that says that grandparents should watch their grandkids. It's good for their health and good for ours, because I don't know if it's just me and my friends, but where are they? Where are the grandparents? Like, there's no volunteer, like, oh, drop your kids off, I want to have time with them. No, there's none of that. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I could use a village.
Oh,
that would
it's
be.
Tough yeah. without the help.
Maybe times are changing. Are grandparents not wanting to grandparent
they're out there.
Anymore?
I know a lot of grandparents that don't want to grandparent.
Yeah, because they're out there.
I'm living life.
They're living life right now.
Yeah.
They want to go enjoy their retirement, do stuff. They don't want to be burdened with changing your kids' diapers.
Yeah. Ooh, that part.
Mm. Yeah. That's why I have a cat.
Check out my cat.
Now that's sad.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Offset is still shooting his shot at Sabrina Carpenter. Do you guys remember?
Make it make sense.
Do you guys remember, I think not long after he and Cardi broke up, he had mentioned that he has a little crush on Sabrina in an interview. And that was it. Like, it died down. Nothing really happened. Well, he did it again.
I got a crush on Carpet.
You said what?
Huh?
What?
Oh.
What?
What little Sabrina?
She cool.
I like her music.
Oh, you talking about Sabrina Carpenter?
I like her music, yeah.
Okay.
She cool. If you listen to her, she don't look how her music
sounds. That's not sound. The first time you said that.
Have you slid in DMs yet?
The status of certain females, I don't even come that way.
So he's not going to slide in her DMs, but I feel like fact that he keeps on bringing this up.
Right.
And, I mean, granted, he was asked who he has a crush on, but you could have said anyone, but you keep on saying Sabrina, like you want her to reach out to you or something. Not going to happen. Yeah. She will embarrass you so bad. Because you're going to do her dirty like you do every other female, and she's going to make a hit record, and it's going to be the best song she's ever put out, and you are going to be so embarrassed.
But for that exact reason, Sabrina wouldn't date him, because she knows, I mean, all of his dirty laundry has aired out.
I know.
Also, don't you think he's probably dating 1, 2, or maybe 50 different women right now?
Yeah.
And they're like, wait a second, aren't I your crush? Wow.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. There's a lot of upset people over that.
Probably.
A lot.
Yeah. So, have you guys been seeing what Ray J's been posting online or in his saying that he's...
Is it still weird?
Less
he was
kind
of going through something, right? Remember? He was posting some kind of weird stuff.
Yeah. So less of that, more concern over health, I think. He said that he doesn't think he'll make it to 2027. So Ray's been in and out of the hospital Earlier this week when he was on live, he said that doctors told him his heart is working at like 25% at this point. And he elaborated a little more yesterday when he was on live, saying that his years of drinking and doing drugs is now catching up to him and is really taking its toll. He said that part of his heart is just like black now.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, so he says his health is failing and doctors aren't even sure if he'll live to see 2027. This is according to him, what he said on his live stream.
Whoa.
Wonder if he's being overly dramatic and exaggerating the health condition, because that like sounds incredibly serious.
Yeah.
If what he's saying is true. Yeah. All that partying and all that stuff, it will catch up to you.
It will. And I hope that's not the case with him, but I don't know. He seems really, really down in his lives, because this is the information that he's sharing. So I don't know, prayers for Ray J. Grammy, what do you have?
All right, Amazon had a little oopsie yesterday after an internal email was accidentally sent out to thousands of employees, and the contents of that email was all bad news. It was a preview of an announcement which was released today saying that they're going to be laying off 16,000 of their corporate employees. This is on the heels of another pretty massive cut they made in October, where they axed 14,000 people. Sure seems like, how in the world do they have anyone left working there? But they reportedly have, as of this a couple months ago, 350,000 corporate employees. That's a lot.
Whoa.
And I'm sure they have an even more massive number of delivery, warehouse, employees, logistics, and stuff on top of that. They say the cuts are to, quote, reduce layers, increase ownership, and decrease bureaucracy. But 30,000 jobs cut since the fall? Dang. That's a big number, you guys.
Whoa.
You want to know who's probably eating a lot of those jobs? AI.
And robots.
You're right.
And robots. Robots have already... Amazon, we know they...
Do they have warehouse robots?
Yes. They have... the company reached a milestone recently where they put in their 1 millionth.
Oh, my God.
Robot that works in the thing. They want that thing to be fully automated at some point. Where that's, it's the robots insane. Pulling the thing and putting it on the drone, and it's going to
and
your
driving
door.
It to your house.
And or self-driving delivery.
Yeah, at least there'll be less number twos taken in driveways.
Yep.
It's always an Amazon driver that does that.
There's that, a lot of people out of work.
Yeah, oh my God.
No. But little oopsie on the email, somebody accidentally hit reply all or something.
Oops.
Sent it in one. Sorry, spoiler alert, that announcement's coming tomorrow. You're fine.
All right. Well, thank you, Graham. Next on the JV show, we are going to go back to our cool or not list. I also want to finally get to my strange addiction. Not mine. Oh. Not my strange addiction.
Are you
strange
sure?
Addiction. But no, the show on TLC.
Onions?
No.
Celsius?
No. Yeah. Well, yes.
Cheetos.
You guys, I'm not on the show.
Wine.
I want to talk about the show.
Napping.
Okay.
Scrolling.
Stop.
We know a lot
about
you.
Okay. Thank you. Moving on.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Tess.
And we have your chance to win $1,000 in crazy cash right now. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
All right. This hour's nationwide keyword. Listen close, everybody. It's check. That's check.
Check.
With an E.
Check.
What letter did it sound like I was saying it was?
Check.
Check.
I said check.
Check.
Enter the keyword check at wild949.com. This hour sometime, and that's all it takes to get you in the running for $1,000 in crazy cash.
Good luck. So my strange addiction has been my new addiction. Now, I haven't actually watched the show.
You're strangely addicted to a show, but you haven't watched it.
But I haven't watched it, but I see clips online. And that's what I'm like, oh my God, that's so interesting. Excuse me. I'm a little bit sicky here. So the show airs on TLC. So far, we talked about the woman who snorts her food.
Yep.
Yeah, she used to blend everything and snort it through a straw.
We talked about the vabbing lady who may or may not have made that entire thing up just to get on TV. And now there's Glue Girl.
Not to
be confused with Gorilla Glue Girl.
I love her.
No, there's someone else. She is addicted to eating hot glue.
My hot glue addiction actually started when I was 3 years old. I started with eating plastics like bottle caps, Tupperware lids. My mom thought it was like, you know, when you're younger, you just chew on stuff. But then as I got older, I got into arts and crafts, and I just really just got stuck on hot glue.
Yeah, the hot glue, that's where it's at.
Arts and crafts is a gateway drug. It'll get you involved in a lot of stuff.
Jess, glitter, I feel like that's glue, you. Be tape. Careful.
Yeah.
Be careful. So then they show her. She's like heating up her glue gun.
Okay, yeah, it's coming out. That's beautiful. That's what I look for. That's how I know it's ready. I'll just make a line. This isn't the worst thing you could be making a line of.
She's got a point. She's got a point there.
I guess, maybe.
And then she says,
everyone has their weird things they do, and eating hot glue is just mine.
I don't feel like anything I do is weird on that level.
No, I don't have anything weird remotely in that realm. Can you eat hot glue?
She does. And she says she's fine. I mean, she says, well, listen to this.
I don't get stomach aches too often, thankfully, even though I'm like really constipated. But no one has really like told me, hey, that's weird, or you need to stop.
So no doctor has told you to stop eating hot glue?
That's not true. That's just simply not true.
They show her just like munching on glue sticks. She eats 8,000 glue sticks a year.
What?
And they showed her, you know how when you have a hot glue gun, you put like the glue stick through, in the back? Like those ones, not like the ones that you
not that
use
pasty.
In first grade. Yeah.
Right. So she eats those. How does she eat it if it's hot? Like, isn't her mouth getting burned? I have questions about how
they show
she
her when
it.
She makes the line of glue and then she lets it dry just enough. Like, she'll take her fingers and she's like, you know, to everyone else, this would be hot, but my fingers are used to it. And she kind of just presses a little bit till it gets sticky.
Till it's like gummy worm consistency.
Yeah. And then she can like, she just like picks it up and she just eats it.
And chews on it. Yikes.
I need to look at the ingredient list and like what that's actually made out of, but that cannot be good for you by any means.
No.
She's just got glue just coursing through her veins.
And she's super constipated.
Oh, well, obviously. Yeah.
Makes sense. Hello.
We can have her talk to Chidi, might help her.
I have constipation.
Yeah.
You know what's another crazy thing that I've seen people that eat? They eat this and they post videos? Cornstarch.
What is with that? Yes.
They'll get like spoonfuls of it and just like,
I never understood that. Was it a pregnancy thing?
Put it in your mouth and it'd be like. Some people might do it as a pregnancy thing. Other people, I don't know if it's also like you're low on iron, so your body craves like some sort of.
It's like a craving they can't control. I mean, I'm forever low on iron, but I'm not going to eat a spoonful of cornstarch.
That's so weird.
People are weird.
Put it in your mouth and it'd be like,
all right, Graham.
That's how you eat the cornstarch.
Yeah. Do any of us have any weird addictions? She said everyone has something weird about them.
No,
Jess, what's yours?
They don't.
I can't think of any right now.
Not compared to those. Glue. I do want to know, like, legitimately from a medical professional that she's never seen one, obviously. What the hell's going on with her? 8,000 of those
can
a
be
year?
Good. Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.